Refuting compromise. Is a day really a day? Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the popular Answers book. Ken, I gather you're referring to the word day used for the 6 days of creation in Genesis chapter 1. What does the word day there mean in that context?
Well, Mark, I recently had to prepare for a debate with a well-known theologian, and I knew the debate's moderator would ask us what we believed about the word day as used in Genesis 1. So instead of just giving all the reasons why the word day means an ordinary day for each of the 7 days of the creation week, I decided on a different approach. I researched the most respected Hebrew lexicon available. Now, a Hebrew lexicon is a dictionary compiled by scholars of the language. They look at what each word in Hebrew means according to the context in which it is used. The most recent, and now considered to be the most authoritative lexicon, was produced by Kohler and Baumgartner. Under the Hebrew word for day, a number of meanings are listed. One heading states, day of 24 hours. And the first example given? Well, it's the first day of the creation week in Genesis chapter 1. So I was able to say, well, the Hebrew scholars state that the days of creation in Genesis chapter 1 are ordinary days.
So does that mean that our earth is not millions or billions of years old? Read Ken Ham's booklet on the 6 days of creation, which you can find free on our website, AnswersRadio.com. We have a series of evangelistic booklets right there at AnswersRadio.com.